If I could talk the stories, I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 27th day of January, 2011. Happy birthday to Keith Olbermann, who is 52 today. Mikhail Brezhnikov is 63. Mike Patton of Faith No More turns 43 today. It was on this day in 2010, the unveiling of the iPad. Yes, does it seem like that long ago? No, yes, maybe. And it was on this day in 1968 that the song Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding was released, 6 days after he died in the plane crash. I was privileged to have done the voice work for the Georgia Music Hall of Fame in a GMS production of The History of Phil Walden, Capricorn Records, in which, of course, he began his career as Otis Redding's manager. And that sort of, you know, Capricorn Studios was all supposed to have been a studio for Otis. And then when he died in the plane crash, it was, you know, back to square one, basically. They booked a lot of bands, but I don't think there's any way you can hear this. I know it's available to be heard at the Georgia Music Hall of Fame, but I don't think there's any public way that you can hear the special. But anyway, a privilege and an honor to be able to do it. Now, quickly shifting gears here for a minute, I have to have a word with reporters, people that work for the press, that deliver our news, that tell us what's going on in the world. Stop trying to make John Boehner cry, okay? We know he's got a spigot that you can turn on with a song, but in radio, I always kept my politics to myself. You know, I don't like for people to know if I'm liberal or conservative or Rastafarian or, you know, whatever. So I made fun of everybody. You know, whoever was the president, whoever we'd call, we always just gave him a hard time, and we had a lot of fun, and that's the way it is. But, you know, ever since John Boehner got interviewed by Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes, and it's just become this, every reporter that interviews him tries to get him to cry. What's this sad show they got on CNN? Parker Spitzer. Kathleen Parker interviewed him, I think it was last night, and everybody tries to get the man to cry. So she's, we have a clip here of you and President Obama mentioning you as being part of the American dream. I want you to watch a clip. And of course, he's sitting there, and all of a sudden, you know, you see the bottom lip quivering. So I'm going to give everybody a secret that one of my dear friends gave me. And here's a way you don't cry. Breathe through your mouth. Now, what I'm not saying is that you shouldn't cry. I mean, absolutely, there are times that you need to, you know, let it out, get it out of your system. It's good. It's very therapeutic to cry. But if you are in a situation where you don't need to or want to, or you need to be strong for someone, or you've noticed how much prices have gone up at the grocery store, breathe through your mouth. It got exciting in the neighborhood here yesterday. If you watch my video, in case you didn't know, I have a YouTube channel, Bill TV Macon. Just the same name as this channel, and so I make videos. And yesterday, I was making another video, and it was about, the topic was going to be about telephones and how telephones have changed. And I have this box in my hallway where the telephone used to sit. This house was built in 1928, and so that was kind of the custom. You had one singular place for the telephone. You put a little chair next to it, and if you had a phone call to make, that's what you did. And so all of a sudden, while I'm taping this segment for my videos, I noticed a fire engine pulls out in front of my house. Realizing that they have the wrong house, they then go across the street to the other house where they're doing some construction. The firemen get out of their little fire truck. I say little, it wasn't the big one. It wasn't like the big hook and ladder. It was just your standard kind of, you know, show up and do the parade in it fire truck, right? So three firemen get off of this thing. And since they're doing construction on the house, there's a little porta potty next to it. Every one of them used it, or they went in it. I know they went in. And I was here in hysterics watching this. And here's the thing about that house: it's blown up once before. It was a gas leak. I'm sure that's what it was, because the guy from the gas company drove up and looked around and used the outhouse and then left. But it was so funny to watch. I'm glad it. But yeah, the house blew up because, God bless him, this gentleman was in Atlanta getting chemotherapy for cancer, and the house was locked, airtight, and it filled with gas these 2 months that they were in Atlanta. The slightest little gas leak, and then one day the telephone rang and the roof blew off the house. On the day they were driving back to Macon to come home. It took over 6 months to get the house back right, and Parliament wrote a song about it. See you tomorrow.